And the first image AI tool that I want to look at is Midjourney, which is really the OG AI image creator. And I mentioned before that my first generative AI tool that I kind of accidentally got involved with was when I flipped an NFT that was created with Midjourney, although I didn't know that at the time. I flipped it for a quick 2x profits by buying it for around $70 or $80. And then flipping it for around, I think it was actually around $190 that I actually sold this this image, this NFT for, that was created with Midjourney. And at the time, no one in the community really knew that it was Midjourney that had done this, but the entire collection was put together with Midjourney. And it actually generated, I think, around six figures for the person who created it. I may actually do a separate breakout video on that just for kind of historical reasons once I've completed the main slides of this training. But anyway, Midjourney is really the number one image tool for the majority of use cases. Although that does come with a caveat, Midjourney is still mainly exists. It mainly exists on Discord, which, you know, is just not a very good service for creating images. They do have a website and they are gradually migrating people to the website. I actually stopped using Midjourney because of the fact that it was Discord only. Although I've now started using it again because it is on the website, and I'll show you as we go through this training, I'll show you exactly how you can start using it on the website, which is really the only way that I would recommend you use Midjourney. So here are some key Midjourney features. Firstly, by default, it runs within Discord, which is a social media messaging app used by a lot of gamers, a lot of crypto guys. I've never liked Discord. I've always thought it's overly technical and just not enjoyable to use. And so I actually stopped using Midjourney for around 6 months, okay? Despite being one of the earliest users of the platform, I actually entirely stopped using it for 6 months because of my dislike for Midjourney. Now, if you do get 100 generations with Midjourney, so you create one of the paid plans and you generate 100 images, then you will instantly get access to the website. And I highly, highly recommend that you do this. I do recommend Midjourney as a tool. And I recommend that you get on the website as quickly as possible. Until then, though, you will need to go to Discord. You'll need to set it up. I'll provide instructions as to how to do that. But if you just, you know, search Midjourney setup, then it'll show you how to do that. You'll need to type /imagine and then your prompt within Discord to actually run these generations and get the images. It is very, very clunky, actually. So you really want to get off Discord as soon as possible. Now, this is probably going to the website. It's probably going to go live to everyone very, very soon. Just a few months ago, I think you had to have like 5,000 generations before you could get the website, get alpha access to the website. And then it was 2,000, then it was 1,000, then it was 500. Now it's down to 100. And so I suspect very, very soon everyone will be able to access Midjourney via the website. They also don't have a free plan. In March 2023, they actually phased this out. So the cheapest plan at the time of doing this is $10 per month, which gets you 200 images, which is, you know, actually really good value. If you do the maths on it, it's like 5 cents an image. And then they do have additional plans that get you more images and have some extra features. There is no API, which basically means we can't use this via an agent. We have to do this either via the website or Discord. There are unofficial APIs out there, but generally I don't like those as it can cause problems and they can get shut down. So there's not really a way for us to easily chain Midjourney into an agent at the moment. And from some of the murmurings I've heard from the CEO, I don't think this is something that's likely to happen anytime soon. And there is a very, very large community. A lot of people love Midjourney, and these aren't necessarily people who are, you know, heavy users of ChatGPT or any of the other tools. They are specifically image creatives who are obsessed with Midjourney. And consequently, because of this massive community, there is a great selection of prompts and styles, and basically templates that we can leverage and that we can sort of take advantage of all their creative endeavors and all their hard work. We can go and see what they're creating and use that as a starting point to create some really cool images and prompts ourselves. Some of the power features, some of the main use cases for Midjourney, the things you can do with it. It has a very unique style. It edges out, in my opinion, a lot of people's opinion, It edges out DALL-E and Leonardo and some of the other image tools when it comes to CGI and photorealism type images. So in particular, anything that's kind of CGI generated, I think Midjourney wins the day, but increasingly, anything that's photorealistic, it probably is the best AI as well, although it doesn't do some of the things that Leonardo does. If you want to kind of use celebrities or use things that maybe touch on intellectual property, Leonardo, which is powered by Stable Diffusion, will happily do that. Midjourney will not do that. And there's also a massive community, like I say, so you can go and see what the other people are building and use some of those prompts and styles. And there are some advanced features there. We can upscale, we can zoom, we can pan and extend our canvas. We can grab a style code, which will then allow us to run a different prompt, but while using a specific style code from another image, which is really powerful. They have consistent characters. And so, you know, very often we'll want to create a character and have that person or that thing in different scenes, in different poses, and then turn that into some type of a narrative. We can do that within Midjourney using the consistent characters features, and there's just so much more. But like I say, there are those drawbacks. It doesn't have an API, so there's no agent access. There is the cost as well. And of course, until you create those first 100 images, you are stuck on Discord. And, you know, fundamentally, there are better options for some use cases, e-covers, very abstract images, and celebrity images. Like say, you may want to look at DALL-E or Leonardo. But there is a lot to be said for Midjourney, which is why it's the first tool that we are going to look at.